Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena, Kirsten, and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Even though it's February, it's so good to have you back.
Yes, me hearties.
Oh, God. Why are we doing pirate voice? What are we talking about this morning, Kirsten?
Well, we're talking about sea shanties, which, honestly, ethnomusicologists have had, like, one of their best summers.
Yeah.
Well, or, I guess, winter in the northern ever, because sea shanties, which are an old form of sort of maritime work song, sort of went viral on TikTok. And so in doing research for this, it's like all these ethnomusicologists showing up with articles, you know, and all sorts of papers, because everyone's like, why? And I'm like, wow, now there's a use for us, eh?
Yeah, you know, figure it out.
So for those of you who don't know, because I know we have some older listeners, there's this thing called TikTok, which is sort of a platform where people can just upload their own videos. And this one kid, I say kid, he was 26, is a taxi driver from Scotland, had been recording other sorts of like old folk sort of songs, and he recorded a sea shanty. And in TikTok, you can also sort of has this feature where you can have the original singer and add your own to it. So some other person added like a harmony to the original Nathan Evans guy song. And then it, you know, 4, 5, 6 people built it up, and then other people doing it. And then people put techno beats to it.
And now it's a viral sensation.
Yeah. Now there's shanty talk, hashtag shanty talk. And so, but it's just that, you know, democracy of people just doing what they're going to do, and no record label, nobody could have predicted it. It's just this weird ebb and flow of culture and humans.
I'm gonna hit this Nathan Evans track that we're talking about.
It is so beautiful.
There once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Bully of Tea. The winds blew up her bow, dipped down or below my bully boys blow. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea.
You can see how this would work with like a collective group of people, though.
It's called the Wellerman, for anyone who's wondering, as well.
And, okay, it's funny you say that about the group of people, because, of course, the ethnomusicologists in these articles for The Guardian or Pitchfork or whatever are, like, saying parallels between, you know, COVID-19 and people that are isolated, like, on a ship, but in community.
Oh, my God.
And to cheer themselves up.
So what is the
collaboration across time and space, get it?
Yeah.
Like, you know, people can add to these flavors wherever they are, but then they're connecting with these guys from the 1860s.
So what is the point of a sea shanty? Like, what's the purpose of it? When did they start being a thing?
It's the 1800s, and so shanty, apparently, supposedly, is short for the French word for song, chanson.
Chanson.
You know, so it's like, do your shanties, mate. And they were work songs. So, of course, there's some debate that some of the ones called shanties are just actually maritime songs, but shanties are actually work songs. And you can imagine all the work that's done on the boat, you know, raising sails, pulling ropes, emptying the bilge.
Yeah.
And it's menial, but it's also rhythmic. And if you get the whole crew working together, so they're doing that. So apparently this isn't even a legit sea shanty because it's not call and response.
Oh.
But, you know, that's just pedantic ethnomusicologists given too much airtime. So now the thing about pirates, too, is a lot of debate about pirates, because some of the way they've been kept alive is like in pirate songs and pirate movies.
So are pirate songs the same thing as sea shanties? Or are we talking a different...
I read this crack up article where this guy was saying, pirates are criminals. And of course, some of the criminals had been sailors. So they brought it in because he just didn't want to associate these were sailors, you know, British Royal Navy, like these were like legit. And so, yes, maybe if the pirates had had a background, but they were rogue. You know, like,
wow.
So I know, like, that was a bit of a scandal, that one, yeah.
Moralizing in the sea shanty world.
Because if you think of, you know, the Disney pirate movies and Johnny Depp singing, and you think, we know some of these. Drunken Sailor. What do we do with a drunken sailor? Blow the man down.
Yeah.
15 men in a dead man's chest. Like,
when love just seems so far away.
You're loving it, Kirsten.
Yeah, you quite like these,
I do.
It's kind of like,
there's a melancholy. Don't you feel like you're on a boat, you're far away?
Yeah.
And I guess some people think that's why maybe they've been popular.
I feel like it's not far from country. Don't come for me. But I don't feel like it's far from like country music.
It's folk. It counts as folk.
Yeah. Okay.
And all these bands that, like this band, for instance, that we're listening to now, a show of hands, you know, are a folk band. And I guess it's probably most linked to Celtic, you know, like Irish. Mm. And apparently they're sung so much in an Irish accent because a lot of these sailors were Irish.
Right.
But I've read some other scandal. Oh, my God, ethnomusicologist.
The ethnomusicologists love a good sea shanty scandal by the sounds of it.
Well, whether they were actually African influenced. You know, because every good music came from African Americans, you know, and people are like, nope, you stole that from black people.
Mm.
And so apparently this one maybe too, because the whole concept of singing while you work apparently was not a European concept.
That's interesting.
And it was just an African concept that we're working, we sing, and the Europeans are like, that's a really cool idea.
That's really interesting.
And there was the slave ships.
And that kind of timing maybe coincides as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that possibly this too, like a lot of musics. But the interesting thing is they've been kept alive. So they had this kind of brief period in the 1800s before steamships came and you needed less sailors. But they're still sung in pubs.
Yeah.
Folk festivals, movies, and plays, you know, anything with, you know, sailors or pirates, and now video games.
Mm.
Crikey.
So, like...
Yeah, they are in video games,
aren't
they?
They just kind of stuck around.
We're getting lots of texts in about the Wellerman song. Apparently, it was a New Zealand song, and that's something that I've seen a lot of people talking about with this whole viral sensation, is it was about a company called the Weller Ships or
the
something.
Wellerman. The Wellerman was a company, and they paid them in rum.
Down in Otago, I think.
And, they were whaling ships here. And they talk about when the tonguing is done, which is the last bit on the whale. Okay.
What does that even mean?
To take it out to the last tidbit.
Yeah. Gross.
Yeah, there was a couple songs that are New Zealand based. I think one we didn't use, but it was talking about pulling up to Auckland. You know, like, because these were port songs and they mentioned different ports.
Someone said that the Trailer Park Boys do one.
Well, nice. The Pogues have done them, the Sex Pistols, you know, any British group that's like sort of dabbling in sort of folk and roots.
Somebody's texted in about apparently a very good compilation album that came out in 2002, which has got everybody from Nick Cave to Lucinda Williams on it doing covers of traditional sea shanties.
Okay, I didn't come across that one. Cool.
Heel yo ho, boys, let her go, boys.
It's quite intense, isn't it?
Does it bring a tear to your eye?
No. It doesn't. It does not.
But it's definitely got that join-in feel.
Anyone, you know, that does.
That, and especially if you're good at harmonies, you like harmonies, you just layer on in there.
I'm getting an image of, like, men at the pub with their arms around each other.
Crying,
like,
yes.
Like, swaying with pints in their hands.
Yep.
It's interesting, it's a cappella, so that I presume is just because you're on the boat, you're hauling.
That's right.
And you're doing other things. But there are sometimes the odd accordion in things. Is there any sort of hard and fast rule to instrumentation?
You know, anything with instruments added now is no longer officially sea shanty. It's a maritime song. But,
okay.
You know, apparently it's loose. You know, they're just happy everyone's doing them, so you can still call them sea shanties. But yeah, obviously the original ones, you were on a boat. You might have had, you know, a box to bang some rhythm out.
I mean, these days you could bring all sorts onto a boat.
Yes, you could. You could have a drum machine.
You could.
Yes, you could. And a keytar.
Yeah.
You could bring your keytar. Maybe they make waterproof ones.
Heel yo ho, boys, let her go.
Someone said there's a film about a sea shanty group that got into the UK charts a few years ago, and it's worth a watch.
It's called Fisherman's Friend.
I keep wanting to say shandy, like the drink.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A sea shandy.
I feel like those things might go hand in hand. I'm not sure.
Well, that first one we played, Nathan Evans, that's in the charts right now, and it's beating out like Ed Sheeran and other songs.
Sometimes I do love the internet purely for just the randomness that kind of comes out of it, eh?
Yeah.
The other thing that I find kind of interesting about sea shanties is that they are like an oral history as well, a wee bit.
Yeah, and that's why unpacking, you know, Kiwis listening to the Wellerman song, and then some Kiwis in the know informing them, hey, that was a company that sailed around this area, and they used to do whaling, and this or that bit in the song is referring to New Zealand. And, you know, so, like, we hadn't even sort of kept it going. Here's some kid in Scotland, and then other kids in the States and everywhere else singing these songs, telling our history. You know?
I will say, I don't know when the last song ended and the next one started. Hey, that's my only thing.
But look, you can say that about most genres.
Is it
we
the
play.
Same song or have, is this number
this
three?
No, this is the Poxy Bogards.
Okay.
I'll have you notice.
And then before that, who?
We were listening to Show of Hands. And then Nathan Evans, the poster boy of sea shanties.
The second two, they sound similar.
I mean, yes.
That's the whole idea with genre. This okay. happens every week, yeah, right? Yeah. Some people are listening to our house music or our metal going, that's all the same.
We're getting a lot of shout-out texts for the Wellington Sea Shanty Society right now.
What? Is there one?
Yeah, apparently. Wow. This person says Wellington Sea Shanty Society forever. And someone else has... someone else has said that apparently they often get people from alternative bands to come and join in with the sea shantying and their gigs.
Well, they're probably going to get a lot of interest now.
It feels like a very Wellington thing, doesn't it?
Well, they're going to have to now deal with the fame and, you know, are they going to let everyone in? Is it going to be a fly-by-night? But, you know, there's certain things, I mean, like this, that have stuck. And there'll be other ones that I'll cover here. You know, like thinking about barbershop. It kind of sticks. Mm. It's not always popular.
Mm.
But people like singing. And as we were saying before, it's got this sort of history, like, that you can unpack and think about.
Really interesting.
And I was thinking about that Poxy Bogart song. It sounds really melancholic, right? And sad.
Yeah.
Mm. But the lyrics aren't. You know, the lyrics are get to work and we went here and moved this. And it's like, you'd think your work song practical. Would be more vigorous, not making everybody cry.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Somebody has texted in saying, I like the song on the BFM Kids Show by Fat Cat and Fishface called The Wreck of the Diddley. And I'm giving that text a shout out because that's just dredged that back up from my childhood memories into my brain.
I know Fat Cat and Fishface, but I don't think I've heard that song. Must be on the second or third album.
Second or third album by
I know the
children's
album
music
quite well.
Legends, Fat Cat and Fishface. Thank you very much, Dr. Kirsten Zemke. It is absolutely wonderful to have you back on the show.
Yeah. Whew, back when, up early on a Friday morning. And you wait till next week.
What are we talking about?
Space disco.
Oh, no. Sign me up.
What?
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Thank you very much.